Edward Snowden's asylum wasn't the only news out of Russia today. A statement by Russia's Minister of Sport also grabbed some headlines. The minister said a law banning so-called gay propaganda would be enforced when Russia hosts the 2014 Winter Olympics. He said Olympic athletes who speak in public about what the Russian government calls non-traditional sexual orientations will be held accountable. That could mean a fine, jail time, or deportation. Controversy about this law has spread well beyond Russia, too. Early this week, gay bars across the U.S. started pouring out their Russian vodkas and calling for a boycott. Andre Banks is the executive director and co-founder of All Out, an activist group that promotes freedom of expression for every sexual orientation worldwide. Andre, I understand you're organizing for a different sort of protest.
That's right. We have been organizing for a different protest. We've been asking our supporters, 1.7 million members around the world, to use the opportunity of the Olympics to speak up and to speak out against these really terrible laws that are coming into place in Russia.
So is the idea to speak out about them now or to actually test it by going to the Olympics?
Both. I think we see the run-up to the Olympics as a key moment to speak up to make sure that Sochi will be a safe place. And we believe that every athlete who's going to Sochi should not have to sacrifice their freedom of expression or their safety to express who they are and what they believe.
Do you think Russian leader Vladimir Putin sees the irony of a massive gay activist campaign being organized against his anti-gay activism law?
I think the irony may be lost on him now, but it won't be very soon. You know, holding the Olympics in Russia with these laws is like holding an Olympics in Johannesburg at the height of apartheid. It really draws international attention and scrutiny to a set of laws that really violate international human rights. And I think that he's going to see increased pressure in the coming months that he'll have to deal with.
Are you willing to go so far as to encourage countries to boycott?
You know, I think it's premature to call for a boycott. I think that the most important thing to do right now is to challenge this law, to go to Sochi and say, actually, we, the international community, have every right to speak out in favor of human rights, to express ourselves as gay, lesbian, bi, and trans people. And an unjust law is not going to stop us from doing that.
Andre Banks is co-founder of All Out. He's been speaking to us from New York.
Great. Thank you so much.